From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues his exposition of Paul's epistle to the Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message called Christian Liberty and Matters of Belief and Behavior. The text is found in chapter 14 and the first half of chapter 15. The focus is on the issue of Christian liberty and the questions of how those who are strong in the faith are to behave toward the weaker brethren. In the matter of indifferent things, the mature believer must be careful that he does not upset the spiritual stability of a weaker brother. In the final analysis, believers must seek to live selfless, Christ-like lives governed by love for others. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in a few minutes. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening. This morning's text comes from Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. We learn from this narrative the necessity of human agency. The draught of fishes was miraculous, yet neither the fisherman nor his boat nor his fishing tackle were ignored, but all were used to take the fishes. So in the saving of souls, God works by means, and while the present economy of grace shall stand, God will be pleased by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. When God works without instruments, doubtless he is glorified. But he hath himself selected the plan of instrumentality as being that by which he is most magnified in the earth. Means of themselves are utterly unavailing. Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. What was the reason of this? Were they not fishermen plying their own special calling? Verily, they were no raw hands. They understood the work. Had they gone about the toil unskillfully? No. Had they lacked industry? No, they had toiled. Had they lacked perseverance? No, they had toiled all the night. Was there a deficiency of fish in the sea? Certainly not, for as soon as the master came, they swam to the net in shoals. What then is the reason? Is it because there is no power in the means of themselves apart from the presence of Jesus? Without him, we can do nothing. But with Christ, we can do all things. Christ's presence confers success. Jesus sat in Peter's boat, and his will, by a mysterious influence, drew the fish to the net. When Jesus is lifted up in his church, his presence is the church's power. The shout of a king is in the midst of her. I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Let us go out this morning on our work of soul fishing, looking up in faith and around us in solemn anxiety. Let us toil till night comes, and we shall not labor in vain, for he who bids us let down the net will fill it with fishes.
Oh,
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're really not sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
Verse 20, the first part of the verse, we ought to have the principle of strengthening, not destroying the work that God has done in another person's life. Remembering, as verse 20, the second part makes clear, in the words of Martin Luther, it's always dangerous, dangerous to go against your conscience. You may look at a man's conscience and say, that conscience is weak. Weak or not, it's his conscience. And it is always dangerous to violate your conscience. In a word, verses 21 to 23 make it clear that a Christian, on whatever side of the divide, must live by faith. That's what it's all about. I think I should say something about that verse 23, he that doubteth is damned if he eat. It sounds a very harsh statement. And as we would understand it today, it's not only harsh, it's totally unscriptural. That's not what Paul was saying, and it's not even what our translators intended. The word damned in those days in 1611 simply meant judged or condemned. You had to work out the level of judgment and the level of condemnation. Here it's the condemnation of his own conscience. He that doubteth, I really don't think that's the translation at all. This is speaking of a man who is making distinctions among meats. It's the weak believer. He says if his conscience is hurt and you prevail on him to eat, his conscience condemns him because he's not eating by faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. That's a mighty big statement. And it goes to the weak believer and the strong believer. You're to live by faith. What has Paul been saying from Romans 12, 1 right through? What have I been trying to emphasize these Sabbath evenings? Once we grasp the gospel, that gospel has to govern how we live. We live by the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, these are the matters of indifference. I said that there was a second point, and I'm not going to forget my time tonight. But the matters of importance in chapter 15 actually just underline and emphasize what Paul has already been saying. We read 13 verses, and I know there are statements in there that demand or call for close examination, but I'm trying to follow the argument. I'm going to overlook those statements as statements and focus on the argument. Here Paul climaxes his whole argument, and what is he doing? He's calling on the people of God to display such a unity as their common calling in Christ demands. In Christ there's neither Jew nor Gentile. He called them both to himself. The gospel applies to both of them. And whatever their differences arising from their views of the ceremonial law, they share a common faith. They're subject to a common authority, namely the Scriptures. And they rejoice in a common hope. So therefore, what is really of importance in the church? Follow me carefully. Here's what Paul deals with as matters of importance. 15 verses 1 and 2. Live selfless lives. What we're told here, not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. I have said it 100 times, I'll say it again. The greatest enemy of your spiritual life, the greatest enemy of the Church of Christ, is self. Live selfless lives. Verses 3 and 4. Live Christ-like lives. As Peter says, he left us an example that we should follow in his steps. Christ pleased not himself. That's the big argument. Am I a Christian? Then I can't be living for myself. Haven't we already seen in the earlier part of chapter 14? We are to live with conviction and devotion to God. We can't be living to ourselves. And therefore we have to live Christ-like lives. In chapter 15, verses 5 through 7, he goes further and says you have to live God-glorifying lives. Look at verse 6. With one mind and one mouth, glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see the implication? A church can't do that if it's riven by bitter disunity. Therefore, receive one another as Christ received you to the glory of God. In other words, and this is something that I don't need to go into and prove in detail because we have been over this ground many times. But you know, if you won't talk to your brethren, you can't talk to God. Do you realize that? That brings it right down to where we are. Peter, in chapter 3 of his first epistle, deals with this in the home. Now, I'm going to really get close to you. You wives, this is Mother's Day, so I'll take you first. If you have a bitter tongue and a bitter spirit, you can't talk to your own husband and talk to your own children with any kind of grace. I don't care how freely your words flow. You can't talk to God. You can't pray. You husbands who are thoughtless and careless of your wives and your children. Some of you come in from work. You might grunt, you might not. You'll eat, you'll maybe sit down, you'll watch television, and you'll go to bed, and you'll get up, and you'll go the next day, and you come in and wonder what's happening to your wife and your family. Well, you may wonder. You can't talk to God. But you understand this. We come into the church. Well, there's division, and bitterness, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking. You could have the Apostle Paul in this pulpit. As long as that situation obtains, you can't glorify God. Live selfless lives, Christ-like lives, God-glorifying lives. Verses 8 to 12 really spell it out. Live worthy of your calling. There's a beautiful way of putting this. I think it was Bishop Handley Mole put it this way. The Gentiles in Rome had to remember this, that Christ was of the Jews, but the Jews had to remember that Christ was of the Jews for the Gentiles. It was to bring in the whole world. So there should be patience. There should be an understanding. And when I looked at this, I thought, you know, that's the only Christian way of living. The only way a Christian can show the work of God and the gospel at work in their lives, the only way a Christian can do that is to live worthy of their calling. With patience, receiving one another. Don't be cutting them off because you don't go down the line with all their opinions. Are you going to destroy one for whom Christ died because of an opinion? Are you going to excise from the church one whom Christ has received to the glory of God because of an opinion? No, no. Your calling in Christ demands that with patience, with kindness, with the love of God, we receive one another. So Paul ends with a prayer. And what a prayer. I would make it my prayer for us tonight. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Stresses the necessity of faith, traces our enjoyment of the gospel graces to believing, and now shows that this faith, in its abundant fullness of peace and joy, leads us to a certain hope for this world and the next. What is it that he's calling? He's calling, let us live in the light. Not with a skewed perspective. Not turning molehills into mountains. Not standing up like idiots, demanding our liberties, but living selflessly, Christ-like lives, enjoying our liberties, but equally enjoying the limitations that our liberties have placed upon them by our obligations to the good of our brethren. It's a very big subject. The Christian's liberty and his limitations in matters of belief and behavior. And it all comes full circle. You live out the gospel. So simple to say, so difficult to get to our hearts. You see, I'm not different from anybody else here. We all like to live according to our prejudices, according to what pleases us best. My opinions are obviously the best opinions because they're mine. I don't hold an opinion if I honestly think it's wrong. As Mike Barrett told a fellow in Calgary when he asked him this, "You think you're always right?" Sure I do. I don't get up and preach something because I think it's wrong. It's not good enough to live by your prejudice or by your opinion. live by the gospel. Live for God. Live for His people. Live for eternity. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we thank Thee that the Lord Jesus Christ pleased not Himself. He did not live for His own comfort. Thank God, down from His glory Christ came, all the way to the cross of shame. We bless Thee, our Father, that out of pure love for guilty sinners such as we are, Christ died an atoning death. And, O Lord, we would long to build up the body of Christ. We would long, O Lord, to help, to stabilize, to encourage those for whom Christ died. We pray that Thou wilt teach us the lessons of Thy Word. Save us, O God, we pray, from the folly of selfishness. Save us, O Lord, we pray, from the folly of exalting our personal prejudice, preference, or opinion to the level of divine commandment. O Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that Thou wilt graciously let this church live out that wondrous statement of Paul's, that the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let us know that righteousness of public testimony. Let us know that peace of internal amity. And, oh God, we pray that we will know that joy of spiritual happiness. Oh, bless us, we pray. We commend this all to Thee. And ask Thee, Lord, to make this church, as a living, functioning, local body of Christ, make this church, O God, to be a church that lives out the gospel that we profess to believe. Hear our prayer. Grant that Thy grace, mercy, and peace will be our abiding portion, both tonight and evermore. We pray, giving Thee our thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.